السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. That was Sheikh Salih bin Humaid, حفظه الله, rendering the khutbah from the Haram Sharif in Makkah Mukarrama. He prays, oh, we welcome all the listeners of Radio Al Ansar International, Sirius FM, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Today is the 22nd of Shawwal 1442, corresponding to the 4th of June 2021. He prays Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, send salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, declared the faith and said, each one of us must have taqwa and piety at all times, all places. If we are doing the good actions, continue with it and increase it. We committing vices and sins, make tawbah and then make istighfar, beg Almighty Allah for forgiveness. Remember, the law by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is, if we want success in this world and the year after, man amila salihan min dhakarin aw untha, whosoever does good actions, male or female, whilst he has iman, that is a prerequisite. وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً, then we will let him live a pure, a chaste, a good life here in this world. That is just the bonus. وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ, the maximum optimum reward will be in the year after. The person will enter Jannah because of the mercy of Almighty Allah and his deeds as well. His khutbah was interesting today because he discussed Surah Kawthar, chapter number 108 of the Noble Quran. And remember, this is the shortest surah chapter in the Noble Quran, comprising 3 verses. Why was the surah revealed? It was revealed in Makkah Mukarrama. Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's sons had passed away in their infancy. First Qasim, his mother Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, and thereafter Abdullah, who was known as Tayyib and Tahir. So he also passed away in his infancy. So Abu Jahal and Abu Lahab and all these cronies and comrades of theirs would make propaganda and say, Allah forbid, Allah forbid, Nakle Kufr, Kufr Nabashid, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is abtar, meaning nobody will know the Master alayhi salam, Allah forbid, because his sons are all passed away. And Almighty Allah revealed his verse, elevating the rank and status of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna a'atwayna, I'm breaking up the words. Verily we, indeed we gave you a'atwayna ka. So Almighty Allah uses the royal pronoun to stamp his authority. Only we can do this. None in the entire universe can do that. We gave you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-Kawthar. What is Kawthar? A naharun fil Jannah. That is a stream, a rivulet day in Jannah. And you know, when you study the hadith, you will find that it is that abiyad min al-laban, whiter than milk, and ahla min al-asal, and it is sweeter than honey. And remember, the Ahl-e Iman will take it from the Yadahu Sharifa, from the Mubarak hand of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And once they drink one gulp, la yathma'u ba'dahu abada, they will never feel thirsty again. Nevertheless, so, and what is the, if you study from linguistic point of view, Kawthar is the plural of Kathir. Everything that's good, Almighty Allah gave Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in abundance, Iman, Islam, Ikhlas, Akhlaq, everything the best, and in abundance as well. So why did Almighty Allah do this? To elevate the rank of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were saying, nobody will know Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah forbid. Almighty Allah states, وَرَفَعَنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ, your Mubarak name and nami, we say in Urdu, Allah has elevated it. And you see till today, Islam spreading, the name of the Master alayhi salam, the messenger of the Master alayhi salam spreading throughout the whole world, the nur of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's message spreading throughout the world. What must you do? Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. So you, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you continue reading salat, performing salat, only slowly for the pleasure of Almighty Allah. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed so many salat. Why? So when the feet Mubarak was swollen, then Nabi alayhi salam told Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, afala akunu abdan shakura? Should I not be a slave and a servant that is very, very grateful, thankful to Almighty Allah? The hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, faswalli li rabbika wanahar. Wanahar, nahar means when you slaughter the camel. You slaughter the camel standing. The camel is standing, you standing. And remember, when you say goat and sheep and cow, then that is zabah. That is, you drop the animal and then you slaughter it. So, yeah, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was commanded to make nahar. And in Hajjatul Wida, the farewell Hajj, 100 camels were brought. 63 camels he, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, slaughtered and sacrificed with his own Mubarak hand. The remaining 37 were sacrificed and slaughtered by Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. So when a person makes sacrifice bodily and monetarily, then Allah will give us kawthar, Allah will elevate us, Allah will bless us with the bounties that are ever recurring there in Jannah and Paradise. So remember, it's not we sit on a dream, we have to be active, we have to do things solely only for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah. Thereafter, Almighty Allah warns all the adversaries and enemies of the Master, alayhi salam, of the Messenger and the message of the Master, Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi salam, Inna shani'aka, inna mubghidaka. Verily those who hate you, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi salam, Allah forbid, who will abatar, he will be crushed, he will be cut off, nobody will know them. Who knows Abu Jahl, who knows Abu Lahab? Very few people in comparison to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So anybody opposes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the deen he brought, Islam, the message he brought, the sunnah of Nabi alayhi wa sallam, anybody tries and undermine the sunnah and so forth. So remember that such people will be crushed and eliminated. And we can see today how many enemies there are of Islam, within Islam and outside as well. So that was a summary of the khutbah. One good truth, one two good points he mentioned. He mentioned there was an alim and he said that if you defend the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salam, you may defend the honor of Nabi alayhi salam, you defend the message of Nabi alayhi salam, then Allah will keep you alive because you're keeping the Ahlul Sunnah alive. And if you are going to go according to your worm's fancies and desires and get involved in innovation, then remember Allah will let you and your name be forgotten because you turned out to be a traitor. So that's food for thought for all of us. So our enemies are our own desires, worm fancies, our own ta'assub, that we want to give preference to our own groups, meaning that we just follow our forefathers and so forth on batil and falsehood. And remember the love of this dunya, we give preference to this worldly life over the year after, Allah forbid. In the second khutbah, it was just 2 points that he made. He said that look at the criteria. They, Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab and company, what they said, Allah forbid abtar. Because they were applying the worldly law. And therefore they said, no sons, your name will not be known. But by Allah is a different criteria. So that's the mistake people make today. Don't apply the criteria of this world for our dini matters and religious affairs. Remember that Almighty Allah's system is totally different. لَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ. Nothing is equal to Almighty Allah. And لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. And nothing of Almighty Allah resembles creation. And nothing of creation resembles Allah. And thereafter, remember, he made dua, added salawat and so forth. He made duas against the Jutlas and the Jews and said, Allahumma alayka bil yahudi zalimin al-muhdallin al-ghasibin. Ya Allah, punish these crooks who have stole our land, who have stole our masajid, who have stole so many things of the Palestinians. May Almighty Allah accept his dua. Okay, my Jumu'ah today will be, inshallah, first time in my fact I'm going there. It's called Hudson Street Masjid, and Maulana Naeem Jaapi used to be the imam there, but I never went there. So first time today, inshallah, I'll be going there after the dua. And our rundown from now will be first the dua, and then around 12:10 or so will be Hafiz Yusuf Kala, and thereafter, mashallah, at around 12:30, Maulana Katani, and the message will be, the lecture will be, Jannat is calling you. Then 1 to 1:30 will be the dua from Makkah Mukarrama or Medina Munawwara, 1:30 to 2 from the archive, Surah Araf, verses 172 to 174, 2 to 2:30, Maulana Khalid Yaqub, Arabic lesson, 2:30 to 3, Maulana Zahid Khan, the madrasa, 3 to 3:30, the repeat of this morning's Q&A, 3:35 to 5 will be Brother Lamin Templeton, 5 to 7, Maulana Khalid Yaqub, 7 to 7:30, the repeat of this translation and dua, 7:30 to 8, more Yunus Patel, Rahimahullah's advices, 8 to 10, Brother Shafat Ahmad Khan, mashallah, legal talk, and he's got his lawyers and everybody. So let us, inshallah, make dua for our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and all those who are ill and sick. We must thank all of them, the Capital Group and the Radio Al Ansar Group, Hafiz Shabir Basha and Faisal Asmal of Sirius FM, our Bhuti Ghani, our Muhammad Khan, our Mona Ahmed Dokrat, and everybody else, mashallah, who's helping us in any way or the other. Allah Jalla Wala reward all of you. Make special dua today between Asr and Maghrib as well. Read abundant Durood Sharif, Salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I believe that Masjid is Badfa, so we'll make dua inshallah now, and thereafter I will then go to the Masjid inshallah, make dua for us as well and the Ummah and Muslimah. Allah Jalla Wala accept us all. الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الشكر كله ولك الحمد كله ولك الملك كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم لك الحمد في الأولى ولك الحمد في الآخرة اللهم لك الحمد بالإيمان ولك الحمد بالإسلام ولك الحمد بالنبي آخر الزمان ولك الحمد بالقرآن ولك الحمد بالصحة والعافية ولك الحمد بالأهل والإيال اللهم لك الحمد بما هديتنا ولك الحمد بما كرمتنا ولك الحمد بما سترتنا ولك الحمد بما أعطيتنا اللهم لك الحمد حتى ترضى ولك الحمد إذا رضيت اللهم صلي وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيئنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسولا ونبيا ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم اعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين المظلومين المستضعفين في كل مكان اللهم عليك بأعداء الدين اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين ومن والاهم اللهم في مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم ارزقهم جنة الفردوس الأعلى واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين يا الله ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما یا اللہ ہم گنہگار ہیں خطا کار ہیں سیاہ کار ہیں یا اللہ ہم اعتراف کرتے اقرار کرتے یا اللہ آپ تو تواب ہے غفار ہے غفور ہے یا اللہ رحیم ہے ارحم الراحمین ہے وادخلنا فی رحمتک وانت ارحم الراحمین اپنی رحمت میں لپیت لے یا اللہ یا اللہ ہمارا خاتمہ بالخیر عطا فرما آخری کلام لا الہ الا اللہ محمد الرسول اللہ یا اللہ یا اللہ جو بیمار ہے یا اللہ ان کو شفا کامل عطا فرما یا اللہ جو اس دنیا سے انتقال کر گئے ایمان اسلام کے ساتھ ان کے بال بال مغفرت فرما دیجئے ان کے پسماندگان خاندان فیملی والے کو صبر جمیل عطا فرما یا اللہ میاں بیوی کے درمیان اتفاق اتحاد مودت محبت بغض الله پیدا فرما یا اللہ ایسے اولاد عطا فرما ایسے شاگرد نصیب فرما جو کہ قرۃ اعین ہو یا اللہ جو کہ آنکھوں کے تندک ہو یا اللہ امت پریشان ہے یا اللہ حرمین شریفین کی حفاظت فرما مسجد الاقصی کی حفاظت فرما یہودی کو جو ظالم ہے ان کو نیست و نابود کر دے اگر ان کی تقدیر میں ہدایت نہ ہو جو بھی دشمنان اسلام اور مسلم ہو یا اللہ اگر ان کی تقدیر میں ہدایت نہ ہو ان کو نیست و نابود کر دے ان کو ہلاک اور برباد کر دے یا ارحم الراحمین یا ارحم الراحمین یا ذا الجلال والاکرام یا اللہ وی بیگ یو فور فورگیونس یا اللہ ریموو دس وائرس یا اللہ اللہ مرفع عنا الوباء والبلاء یا ارحم الراحمین یا اللہ گرانٹ اس صحہ اینڈ عافیہ گڈ ہیلتھ یا اللہ پروٹیکٹ اس فرام دی ڈریڈڈ ڈیزیزز یا اللہ اللہم انا نعوذ بک من سیئ الاسقام او اللہ یو پروٹیکٹ اس من سیئ الاسقام اللہم انا نعوذ بک من زوال نعمتک یا اللہ all the bounties you are granting us do not snatch it away یا اللہ یا اللہ our parents who are alive یا اللہ grant them صحہ عافیہ give us توفیق to make خدمت of them and serve them those who passed away out of your fadl out of your karam out of your mercy grant them jannatul firdaus al-a'la our brothers and sisters who have passed away our children passed away they gave their lives for your deen ya Allah in Gaza and other places ya Allah because of them grant all of us jannatul firdaus al-a'la allahumma inna nas'aluka jannatul firdaus al-a'la wa na'udhu bika min sakhatika wa ghadabika wa an-nar allama jirna min an-nar allahumma anqulhum min dhiq al-luhud ila jannatika jannat al-khulud fi sidri makhdud wa talhim mandud wa dhillim mamdud ya ghafur ya wadud ya Allah in this world there are so many enemies of Islam and Muslim internally and externally ya Allah give them tawfiq ya Allah give them tawfiq and if they don't change ya Allah they want to continue with the hypocrisy kufr and shirk then you destroy decimate and humiliate them ya Allah ya fattahu ya fattah ya Allah so many problems open all our masajid throughout the world ya Allah it is your houses ya Allah they are super spreaders of your mercy ya Allah we going to the masjid now we say Allah maftahli abwab rahmatik ya Allah open your doors of mercy ya Allah grant us halal income ya Allah do not make us muhtaj of anybody besides you ya Allah allama inna na'udhu bika min al-haram qala Allah ta'ala fi sha'ni habibi inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala an-nabi ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu عليه وسلم تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشف وسندنا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يا ارحم الراحمين اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب رسولك وحب اصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وحب اهل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يا ارحم الراحمين يا الله we ask of you the shafa intercession of mustafa صلى الله عليه وسلم on the day of justice allahumma zuqna shafa'at an-nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم يا الله we ask of you allahumma inna nas'aluka ladhdhat an-nadri ila wajhika al-karim يا الله we want to see thy countenance يا الله make us of those who enter jannah Al-Firdaus and see you. We saw countries, we saw cities, we saw continents. Ya Allah, makhluk we saw. Now we have shock and desire to see you. Ya Allah, make that day the best day when we come to meet you. Allahumma jal khayra ayyamina yawman alqaqa fi. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyuka wa habibuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min sharri masta'adha منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم ربنا تقبل تقبل منا، ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم لا تحرمنا عن طواف بيتك، اللهم لا تحرمنا عن الأمرة والحج، اللهم لا تحرمنا عن المدينة المنورة يا رب العالمين. يا الله do not deprive us from Umrah and Hajj. Ya Allah do not deprive us from Diyar Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Take us to Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara, Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifa. Bi fadlika wa rahmatika wa judika wa karamika ya arhamar rahimin. Take us to Masjid al-Aqsa al-Mubarak, ya Allah. Use us for the liberation of al-Aqsa Mubarak and Palestine, ya Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. رب جلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين آمين آمين. إن شاء الله you listen now to my brother Hafiz Yusuf Kala and thereafter 12:30 or so Mona Katani and then the dua and then tafsir from the archives. I'm going now. Azan day is 25 past at the Hudson Street Masjid. May Almighty Allah accept. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inshallah, my brother Bonface will prepare the podcast. Sometime in the afternoon, I'll send it out, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.